Everything about the title of the talk this morning, Cursing and Blessing, Death and Life, is about the words we speak or have spoken to us. God has been showing me something which I hadn't previously grasped, although it was obviously there, and that is the power of the spoken word over people's lives and over situations. So just how powerful are the words that we speak? If we look at the beginning of Genesis, we find that there are 9 times that God created by speaking words, such as, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be firmament. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind," etc., etc. You can look it up in Genesis chapter 1. And if we look at Proverbs 18:21, it says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." James 3:10 says, "Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be." Blessings are found in numerous passages, as are curses. And just for those of you who like figures, blessings are mentioned 221 times and curses 230 times in the Bible. Having realised that blessing and cursing are found so many times in God's holy word, I thought I'd look up the real meaning of them from the Oxford English Dictionary. And this is what I found. Blessing is a declaration, invocation, bestowal of divine favour, grace before and after food, a gift of God, a thing one is thankful for. Cursing is a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. If we look at the ministry of Jesus, we find that he gave us power to create or destroy, to bless or to curse with words. Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:37 that we are to let our yes be yes and our no be no, because anything other than this comes from the evil one. And in John 6:43, Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not murmur among yourselves." And in Matthew 33:37, Jesus tells us that there is a consequence to what we say. Let's take a look at it. It says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So what is Jesus telling us here? Well, it's fairly straightforward. It says that the words that we speak come from out of the overflow of our heart. If we have good treasure stored in our heart, then we'll speak blessings and good things. But if we have evil treasure, then we will speak curses and evil things. Jesus then speaks of idle words that we may speak. And so I thought I'd have a look in the dictionary and find the definition of idle words. Well, I couldn't find the phrase idle words. It referred me to gossip. And the definition of gossip is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people typically involving details which are not confirmed as true. So idle words are nothing more than gossiping. Interesting, isn't it? How many of us, I wonder, can relate to that, where we've been drawn into things, whether we wanted to or not? Going back to the passage that we read, and the fact that what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, it is in our heart that we store up the hurts and pains of our lifetime. Let's see what Jesus says about it. And we'll have a reading from Matthew 15, verses 7 to 20. And this is an amazing passage, but I just want us to look at verses 17 to 20. Here, Jesus is telling us that it doesn't matter what we eat, because it'll eventually leave us, be eliminated. But what comes out of our mouth comes from our heart. And it is these things which will defile a man, because it is from the heart that we have evil thoughts and ideas. It is from the heart that we lie, swear, and blaspheme. So what is it that makes us like that? I'd like to suggest here that it's because of the things which have been said and or done to us through our lives from conception until today. Throughout God's holy word, there are many passages concerning what we speak. And whilst preparing for this morning, I was so amazed at the number of times we are warned about the words we utter. Let's have a look at Proverbs 10, verses 18 to 21. Here again, we are told that if we have hatred hiding within us, we will have lying lips, that whoever speaks slander is a fool, that where we are constantly speaking, and that means idle chatter, then sin is most probably in there, i.e. gossip of some sort or other, and if we're wise, we will only speak what is good and necessary. There are many other instances, both in the Old and the New Testaments, and it would just take too long to go through them all. But I'm sure you'll find them all if you have a quick look in your concordance under the word tongue. And if you can't find any, then come and see mine. Going on, I'd like us to have a look at James 3, 1 to 16. This is the one that the reading that most people think of when you talk about people speaking using the tongue. James tells us that no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. We can tame every other living creature, but not our tongues. That with the same mouth we proclaim blessing and cursing. What he also says is that we should not be doing this. We who have God's wisdom and understanding within us should be showing love and blessing to all people. But if we have the opposite within us, if we have bitter envy and self-seeking, we are told that this is earthly and demonic. So, where do we get this wrong or right heart reaction from? We're all Christians, aren't we? Shouldn't we all be having right reactions and speaking words of blessing? Let me take you back to before you were born, right back to when you were conceived. From the moment of conception, we are affected by the words which are spoken over us, to us, or about us. Just the fact that we are either wanted or unwanted goes deep into our spirits. I'd like to emphasise this with just a little story about our daughter Jo and her husband Brian, who live out in Australia. When Jo was pregnant with our first grandchild Amy, Brian would constantly speak to Amy in the womb, as did Jo. constantly speaking that she was loved, wanted, treasured, whatever. But the amazing thing was that when Amy was born and heard Brian's voice, she responded to it immediately. She knew his voice. She could pick it out. If then, babies know what is being said about them or to them when in the womb, it will have an effect on them, either a good effect, a blessing, or a bad effect, a cursing. So every one of us begins life after we're born either feeling loved or unwanted, blessed or cursed. How many of you have heard the following or even said the following? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And it's true. Or is it? I believe this is a completely false statement. Yes, there's not a physical wound that we can see. There's no scars or blood dripping down. But we are hurt emotionally and spiritually. If we go back to the first reading we have from Matthew 12:33-37, we can now begin to see how our hearts can store up evil things. Likewise, if we hear good things said to us, words that affirm us and lift us up, then we'll be storing up good things in our hearts. Many of us have had things said to us that have hurt us. Many of us have said things that have hurt others, whether intentionally or unintentionally. They start, as I said, when we are conceived, from our parents, our grandparents, or siblings. It then goes into childhood, and school friends can be the most hurtful at times. It then goes into our teenage years, again with friends and family. And then we carry all of this and more into our adult life. Most of the things which are said to us that cause the bad feelings in our heart are lies. But after you've heard the lie many times, you start to believe it and to take it on board. It's not true, but one lie builds onto another and so on until we no longer fight it but accept it. And then someone comes along and speaks words of love and affirmation to us. They speak blessing over us. Someone tells us that we can do it and we are lovely. And we are loved, that we are not a mistake. Someone believes in us. Someone God our Father has sent because he loves us, has always loved us, and has never stopped loving us. But because of the impact of the lies which have been spoken over us, to us or about us, we cannot accept this truth, and it is only through ministry, love and acceptance that eventually we begin to see the lies that we have believed as truth and begin to change and become the person that God intended us to be, his loved and accepted child. So what are the words that can cause cursing? They're negative things. They may be from others or from ourselves, like, you're not wanted. You'll never be any good. Oh, you're ugly. You can't sing. Even little things like, your hair's a mess. Why don't you take more care of yourself? Even though you may just have done your hair and made yourself, as you thought, look good. There are so many negative things that are spoken to us or that we speak, and these are just the gentle ones of them. We may even have said things ourselves, like, I'm no good. I'm a failure. I can't do it. I'll never forgive. And whatever comes after that. And one of the worst ones is, I wish I was dead. I want to ask you a question, which I don't want you to answer, but the answer is just between you and God. So don't answer out loud. Have you ever said anything negative, like the statements I've just said, and possibly worse, to anyone, especially yourself? Hold on to that thought. Now, what are the words that cause blessing and life in us? They're positive words. Words that affirm and bring love and life into people, whether from other people or from ourselves. Words proclaim truth over your life. Things like, you're beautiful. You're clever. I just love being with you. You can do it. You're very precious. You're such a good friend. You're a child of God and He loves you. Now, I have another question for you. Have you ever said anything positive, like the statements I've just said, and more, to anyone, especially yourself? Again, hold on to that thought. Proverbs 18:20 and 21 says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So coming back to the questions I asked you about positive and negative words, blessing or cursing, life or death, where are you? If you have had spoken any positive words over you, either by others or by yourself, then you have had blessing and life spoken into you. And it'll be good to just remember those words and thank God for them. And to also thank God for the people who spoke them to you. And to ask God to multiply those blessings in you, that you could shine for Him. It would also be good to ask Him to seal those words within you, that they could not be stolen away. If you had any negative words spoken over you, or to you, or about you, whether intentionally or unintentionally, by others or by yourself, then there will be some degree of cursing, either to a lesser or greater extent. This cursing can cause you to react in a wrong way, either by words or actions, and it isn't what God intended for your life. We need to forgive others, those who have spoken these words to us or about us, and we need to repent of any words that we may have spoken to or about others that may have caused cursing to come upon them, and to ask God to forgive us. This was the whole purpose of Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection and ascension into heaven, so that we could come to the Father through Him and ask forgiveness. Now I realize it's not an easy thing to do. Some of the things which have been said to us or about us have been extremely painful and go deep into our spirits. But it is because of this that we need to release ourselves from these lies. By accepting the words that were spoken, we are saying that they are right and that God made a mistake when He made us. He got it wrong. Right here and now, I want to put that wrong right. Our Creator is the God who created the universe and all that is in it, seen and unseen. He does not make mistakes. Just because we do not conform to the world's norm does not mean that we are a misfit. We need to be able to see that we are part of God's whole picture, and that without us, the picture would be incomplete. So let's forgive these people who have hurt us and begin to walk in the life that God intended for us. I'd like to lead you in a prayer of forgiveness that I want to say But I want to say the prayer first so that you can make the choice of whether you can say it for yourself or not. Father God, today I choose to forgive those people who have said negative things about me, whether intentionally or unintentionally, to my face or behind my back. I choose to let go of the lies that I have believed about myself because of these words that were spoken, and I lay them at the foot of your cross, Jesus. I give them to you to deal with. It is not for me to judge or hold a grudge against anyone. And now I ask you, Father, through your Son, my Saviour, Jesus Christ, to send your Holy Spirit with the precious blood of Jesus and wash me clean. I speak to any demonic spirit that had a foothold in my life because of the words that others have spoken into and over my life, and that I have accepted as truth. And I tell those spirits to go now. You no longer have a foothold, and I no longer believe the lies you have been telling me. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and fill all empty spaces with your presence and the presence of Jesus and the truth of Father. That I am a loved, accepted, wanted, beautiful child of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this. Amen. But there is another side to this. We have spoken words that have hurt others, and we need to ask God's forgiveness for this, and where appropriate, ask the person's forgiveness for it. Now, this is extremely important. I say appropriate because I believe you need to seek God's face on this and make sure that it is right for you to approach that person. You can cause more damage than good if you go and ask forgiveness for something that they weren't even aware of. Don't go rushing in. Now, I have another question for you. Does your tongue need taming? If so, what are you going to do about it? Well, a few suggestions which might help in that taming are: think before you speak, and develop this so that you do it automatically and therefore speak only life and blessings to anyone. Steer clear of all gossip. Now, I know it's nice to know what's going on, but if you need to know, God will bring it to you from the actual person rather than you listening to hearsay. Always speak well of others. Avoid criticism of others. Don't backbite. These come from demonic worldly wisdom rather than the wisdom and understanding which come from God. Remember that words that bless, uplift and bring joy, peace and all the wonderful fruits of God's Holy Spirit. If the words that you're about to speak don't do this, then don't speak them, but put a guard on your tongue. I'm going to finish with a prayer which I'll say, and then again, if you feel it's right, I'll lead you in it afterwards. I know that I've only covered a small part of what God's word has to say about the use of words in cursing and blessing. But if as I have spoken this morning, you feel you need to speak to someone, then please don't hesitate to come and speak to either Phil or myself. Know that God loves you and wants you to be the child he intended you to be. And the prayer is, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word and blessings. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you help me to speak life and not death. Place a guard over my mouth in Jesus' name, that I may not speak anything that is in opposition of your word and promises that I have through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against every idle word I have said that was negative, cancelling out its power. From this day on, I make a decision to speak your blessings upon my life and the life of others. I thank you, Lord, that by your strength and with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, I am able to do this. Father, I thank you in advance for the blessings you're sending my way, and I praise your holy name. I receive your blessings and will decree and declare them daily. These things I pray and ask, believing that they're already done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, let's make a decision to think before we speak, not gossip, idle chatter, not accept negative words about ourselves, to be positive and speak positive words about ourselves, no matter how we are feeling. Pour blessings and not cursing upon everyone. Breakthrough by declaring what isn't as though it were. Get rid of the lies in the truth drawer of our heart and fill it with truth so that the overflow of our heart is right with God and we can shine for Him. Have a good week, everyone.